We know, you and I, with absolute certainty that one day our time on this earth will end. And as much as our past sometimes fills our thoughts, the real question is, how should I live between now and then? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Over the last couple of days, we've been chatting about the end of the world and what comes next. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. But the day when the Lord comes again will surprise everyone like the coming of a thief. The sky will disappear with a loud noise. Everything in the sky will be destroyed with fire, and the earth and everything in it will be burned up. Everything will be destroyed in this way. Now, you can choose to believe that or not, but whatever you believe doesn't change a thing. The end is coming. And as I said, the question therefore is, how should I live my life between then and now? The answer comes a few verses later, verse 14. Dear friends, we are waiting for this to happen. So try as hard as you can to be without sin and without fault. Try to be at peace with God. Now, remember, Peter's writing here to Christians of the dispersion, scattered across the known world because of the extreme persecution they were suffering. And he's telling them to try as hard as they can. The original text talks about being diligent to be found by God without spot or blemish. And that call on our lives, yours and mine, isn't suspended during the difficult times. There's no get-out clause here. Yes, we are saved by grace, made active by our faith in Jesus. But our response to that grace is to try as hard as we can to live our lives for Him, no matter how difficult things get. That's God's Word fresh for you today. And if you'd like a helping hand with that, if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.